Good morning. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a charge on my account, and I need to know what it's for.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that today. May I have your zip code so I can locate your account, please?
Absolutely. 29471.
Thank you, ma'am. What's your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A. Last name Kaiser, K-I-Z-E-R.
Okay, I see your account right here. And for security purposes on your account, ma'am, could you verify your shipping address for me?
Absolutely. 596 Cross Creek Road, Reeveville, South Carolina, 29471.
Thank you, Ms. Kaiser. One moment, please. Okay, Ms. Kaiser, it looks like you've been enrolled in a mobile food app. They call it Bites Hub, and it's because you responded to a sweepstakes to win a free Dyson Z11 vacuum cleaner. They charged you $59.89 for that monthly membership into Bites Hub, and Bites Hub is just an app that encourages healthy eating, gives you tips on how to cut sugars and carbs and recipes, things like that. They do offer it for $20 a month if you'd like to stay enrolled, so you can stay enrolled in the sweepstakes.
Okay, I have an email because I did not realize that was going on, and I sent an email as soon as I got the email saying, hey, you have been enrolled,
right.
And the email, they replied back to me on March the 30th saying, please consider this message your cancellation confirmation from Bite Hub. Your subscription with us is closed immediately. You should not be billed.
Okay.
So I don't know why that was put on my account.
Yeah, I don't know why they sent you that email, because ordinarily when you do that, when you try to email to cancel, ma'am, they send you an email back.
They
stating,
did. That's what I read.
Yeah, but I'm saying, ma'am, I'm not done. They send you an email back advising you to call to cancel because your account was not canceled. I just canceled it, however.
Okay.
I don't think
it was ever really started, because I got the email to activate the account.
Mm-hmm.
And I never went into that email. That's when I sent the email saying, hey, stop this immediately.
Yeah, well, it was established because they charged you $59.89.
I know.
Okay, and you did say that you don't, well, of course not. All right.
So, Justin Laughlin, Customer Care Department.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Email.
All righty. Well, I have your account canceled, and I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready to write it down.
Okay, how will I get my money back now?
I'm going to refund it as soon as I give you your cancellation number,
awesome.
Ma'am.
All right. Thank you, hon.
Yes, ma'am. Let me know when you're ready to write down your cancellation number.
I am ready.
All right. Your cancellation number is going to be C, as in cancel, 920-494-562. And you'll have that money back on your card in 3 to 5 business days. I sent it back to Visa card ending 8038.
Okay, so I'm going to read it to you again. C as in cancel, 920-494-562.
That's correct.
All right, thank you so much. Have a great day. I appreciate your service.
Yes, ma'am. I sent you a refund confirmation email as well. You should get that within the next 24 to 48 hours, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good afternoon as
great.
Well.
Great, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.